This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Grand Junction will get $300,000 from the federal government to help it adapt to drought. The money will pay for part of a new project that includes water pipelines and a connection between the city's two water sources. That will boost the amount of water Grand Junction can deliver to residents during times of drought. The money is from a federal Bureau of Reclamation program to help communities adapt to climate change. More than $7 million in American Rescue Plan funding has been distributed by the city of Pueblo so far. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Programs providing food relief as well as services for youth and people experiencing homelessness were among the 28 projects selected from some 200 applications. $2 million was allocated to help expand a wastewater line, and more than $1 million was used for premium pay to police and fire employees. The city expects the second half of its $36.7 million in federal funds in May. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Denver police are investigating a shooting that happened on Capitol Hill over the weekend and left two people dead. The shooting happened near Colfax and Ogden, near the Ogden Theater. No other details have been released. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we are listening to more Here and Now. And if you want to talk about sports, stick around for some 20 minutes because we're talking about the two teams that are going to the Super Bowl and who just won the Australian Open. Well, Rafael Nadal, of course. I'm a tennis fan and I've always liked Nadal a lot, so it's pretty cool that he won. Stick around. Thank you for hanging out with us today on this Monday afternoon. Denver is at 57 degrees, and that is the high for today. It is a mostly sunny day and some breeze going through because tomorrow the high will be 31 with a chance of snow.